Now, if this woman were to ask you, what kind of side effects or potential risks are of taking chemotherapy with trastuzumab, and how does that differ with the different chemotherapy regimens that could be given? How would you respond to that?
Yeah, in terms of its cardiac, there doesn't seem to be too much difference unless we go with one of the short regimens. And so that the 9-week regimen, at least it's currently reported, has much less in the way of, cardiac risk, but substantially less data on efficacy. And I think the other regimens that involve Herceptin, which are the AC to Taxol, AC to Taxotere, carboplatin, and Taxotere, are all non-trivial, especially for older individuals. I think my experience is that many older individuals have a tough time working their way through Taxotere therapy. So that would be an issue in terms of general kind of fatigue and just kind of nausea and vomiting and just the nail changes. And there's a variety of other things that just people have trouble with.
What about the risk of cardiac damage at the non-anthracycline compared to the anthracycline
Yeah, so it
regimens?
looks like in the NSABP trial where we have the biggest experience, it looks like about 4%. So that's a lot. Like 1 in 25 women were developing clinical congestive heart failure, and a substantial number couldn't finish 1 year's worth of therapy. Seemed to be less, though the data follow-up is less, in the European trials where they gave the Herceptin after the chemotherapy, and substantially less in the limited reports we have of those 9-week regimens.
What about the TCH, the docetaxel, carboplatin, trastuzumab compared to the anthracyclines?
Yeah, it looked to be similar to the anthracyclines. I know there's a lot of debate is does that mean it's the same as the anthracycline-containing regimen or not? And I think some people would argue that we don't have a clear signal to say that it's as risky for the heart as anthracycline without Herceptin is, but I think that data is interpreted both ways by different clinicians.
Now, when women do develop heart failure as a result of receiving adjuvant trastuzumab chemotherapy, what's sort of the natural course? What happens?
Yeah, we talk a lot about it being reversible, and I think the ejection fraction is largely reversible, but the jury is still out on the clinical course of the development of clinical congestive heart failure. In one report from the NSABP experience, where of the 34 women who developed clinical congestive heart failure, 6 months later, apparently, I think it was about 31 of them were still under the care of a cardiologist. So maybe the cardiologist care, that could just be a cautious thing, but it's a little bit different to say you're still under the care of a cardiologist receiving cardiac medications than to say you had a problem that went away completely. So we don't know the long-term side effects in that regard.